middle school, and hey, it shaped me for the future, and I think it made me a better person, like I am today, I think.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious with the South Fulton students. Do they, because they weren't from Roswell, did they tend to stick together more, or did they kind of immerse themselves into?
They immersed themselves. A lot of the students that I went to high school with, they were already commuting going back until early middle school. So a lot of those kids, they were already commersed back in those days, back, you know, in our sixth, seventh grade year. And by the time we got in high school, we had already known each other, you know, a few years already. So it wasn't no big deal at all, considering that, you know, we all hung out in the gym. All the black kids in the morning came and hung out in the gym. That's where we came, and we just, like, you know, talked and conversated and see what's going on, see what was happening on, you know, with sports or whatever happened on, like, you know, BET or MTV or, you know, some program that we saw, like, the night before. We all talk about it in the gym, and we just joke and laugh, and we'd be rapping and, you know, doing hip-hop, because hip-hop was the big thing back then for us, and, you know, just stuff like that. So we had no problems, you know, conversate with each other. Even if, you know, we had new kids that came in, you know, we always welcomed them in. You know, it didn't matter if you were, you know, a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I mean, we all got along, because, you know, I saw with a lot of the, you know, the white kids, if you were freshman and sophomore, it was a big difference between, you know, being a freshman, sophomore, and junior, senior. Then freshmen and sophomores didn't talk to junior, senior, because juniors and seniors didn't want to talk to those kids. But with the black kids, you know, it didn't matter. You know, we all just talked, you know, freely. We didn't care if you were freshman, sophomore. We was down. You know, we just, you know, consider everybody part of the family. And it was a few white kids that even, you know, wanted to join us and stuff and have a good time. But what it was mainly just the circle of black kids that conversated in the gym and sometimes after school in the gym.
Okay. So do you still have contacts with a lot of your high school friends?
Not a lot of them. Some of my high school friends I have contact with, it goes back even before high school. A few of my friends, we still conversate. I just got probably like a couple of them now that I conversate with on a regular basis. But for the most part, I've lost contact with just about all of my high school friends. And a lot of my high school friends were actually my cousins, my relatives.
Oh, okay. Too.
So I know where they are, and I see them, like, on family reunions and stuff like that, but they've gone on with their lives and doing their thing, and I'm just, you know, trying to do my thing and, you know, further my career and stuff like that. So we just don't hang out, like, so to say, like we used to back in the day when I was younger, but, you know, we still try to keep in touch if we can. And the main two, you know, people that I keep in touch with are my boys from high school, Hank and John, but, you know, one of my friends didn't go to Roswell High School. He went to a high school that was nearby. It was Crestwood at the time. It was called Crestwood High School. But we had went to summer school together. And we, like, you know, we got together by, like, mainly a lot of the kids, how we met each other, you know, black kids, was through music. We would, like, talk about, like, what types of music that we like as far as, like, hip-hop music, R&B music, stuff like that. And we would always, like, trade cassette tapes and stuff. And we would, like, dub cassette tapes and make music, and we always, like, you know, just compare types of music or types of artists at that time, like Heavy D or, Public Enemy and those kind of groups, my favorite groups back in that time. And we just, like, you know, we click from there, we have a lot of stuff in common from that, and then we just, you know, build that on the friendship that we, you know, had up until this time, so.
No, is that also in Roswell?
Crestwood was, like, it wasn't really considered Roswell. It's like Sandy Springs. I guess it's considered Atlanta. It's just below the Chattahoochee River. So anything above the Chattahoochee River is considered Roswell. Anything below Chattahoochee was then considered, like, you know, Sandy Springs or Atlanta. So it was just below the river. So it wasn't really in the Roswell area, but